Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily. And this is the best bits of this afternoon's show. We were joined by the editor of the Guinness Book of Records.
Yes.
He had some good tales for us.
Lots of tales. Seems like a brilliant job.
It's the best job. Yeah. It's the best job.
We spoke to him. World looking at massive sausages or, you know, big elephants. I'm going to rephrase it, Paul.
You fancy doing that? We also spoke to Harry Potter. All will be explained as you listen to the start of the show and indeed the subsequent conversation with Harry Potter. What else? We had a bit of a chat. We gave you more fallout from the Harry Potter situation, as Glenn's calling it. And who else did we speak to? Was that it? I think it probably was, wasn't it?
We spoke to all sorts of people. Yeah, very, very interesting, Paul. People just listen to the podcast and they'll find out what's on it.
That's it. They might as well just look, listen, then what's the point of me setting it all up? You know everything's on there. So here it all is.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon,
Charlie.
Afternoon, Paul.
Differing results at the weekend with your 3-0 and Torquay United's 90th minute winner.
I know, you're going back to, you did this a lot last year, Torquay United, a lot of last minute winners.
Bit of Gary time action, Paul, beating, thrashing Southend 1-0.
Yeah, the Terry Alder and Charlie Baker derby.
Yeah, they're in trouble, Southend, I tell you, they're in trouble. They weren't very good. It's not early days. I can tell you now they're in trouble.
Okay, fair enough. Now, a couple of things we want to get the listeners going on today, don't we? This was a little story that appeared today. A real Harry Potter is selling his Harry Potters and the Philosopher's Stone first edition for £30,000. Mm. He's a sales manager from Waterlooville in Hampshire. He was given J.K. Rowling's hardback in 1997 by his father, who told him, "You'll never believe this." So that's the upside of being called Harry Potter. That's your real name. But 1997, from that day forward, or probably from 1998 when it started to build notoriety, what's his life been like? Also, he's a sales manager, so he has to go into appointments. I've come to see your sales director. Yes, only what's the name? Harry Potter. And every time they're going to look up, aren't they? Going to be a little smile.
Yeah.
And it's just it's difficult.
I suppose you've got the option to really lean into it as well. You know, Harry Potter and his 21st birthday, you know, on invitations, or Harry Potter and the night out with the lads.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, yeah. So you'd write a book about it.
Every single thing you did.
Harry Potter and the slightly upset stomach. Yeah. I mean, it would just
J.K. Rowling could have no argument with it at all because that's his actual name. These are just little autobiographies.
Yeah.
You know, that he's writing himself.
But how many times does he get, or how's Ron Weasley?
Hermione? Oi, oi.
Look, he's getting 30 grand out of it, so it's kind of paid out in the end. But for a lifetime of that, was it worth it for 30 grand?
Do you think he signed it? Harry Potter.
Yeah, he could go and do
signed
signings,
by the actual Harry Potter.
Anyway, we asked this question. It's a bit of an old carrot, as Billy Bonds would say. But it does allow us to revisit it. We have in our company one of our fine colleagues, Jason Bourne.
Oh.
So I mean, obviously that brings its own problems, doesn't it? Wherever you go, they expect you to get someone a headlock or forearms. They expect you to, you know, to be
always running around a sort of European city somewhere.
A specialist in hand-to-hand combat. All he's doing is trying to set up an OB between Wolves and Tottenham. That's all he's come for. He's not come to beat anybody up.
Janet Jackson drinks up my local pub.
Does she
really? Yeah, Janet Jackson's up the pub.
Has she ever had a wardrobe malfunction? So that's the other thing. People have to say, how's Tito? I mean, I'm clearly not related to him, am I?
No.
It must bring a world of pain to you. So look, if you do find yourself sharing the name of someone famous like that, what sort of reactions do you get? What's the common one? The common one you get when say your name to people. What's the one you think, it's the first time I've heard that, mate.
I must drive it. Well, like, we're talking to Pete Tong later on, aren't we?
We are.
He, it must drive him absolutely. I really hope he sort of trademarked it's all gone Pete Tong.
Yes.
If I was him, surely. I mean, we manage, you know, we try not to ask him about it, obviously.
We won't ask him about
it. But, you know, it must drive him absolutely mad.
Yeah. So do let us know this afternoon. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. Also, Charlie, you were telling us when we left you last week, you were just off to the Comedy Store.
Yes.
And the first of 3 nights worth of gigs you were comparing. And a lot of the Talksport management came along on the Thursday night.
They did. We had a lovely night.
They didn't heckle you?
And it wasn't just the Talksport management turned up either, Paul. Lots of lovely Talksport listeners turned up and came and said hello. Thank you very much.
Yeah, lovely.
If that was you, really appreciate it. On the Saturday night, boy, I had 2 shows on the Saturday night. You have an early show and a late show. Yeah. So, and I'm comparing some sort of on all night in both.
Yeah.
During the first section of the first show, did a bit of physical comedy, let's call it comedy, and ripped my trousers, tore my trousers just in the crotch area, Paul.
They went at the seam in the crotch.
I've done that a lot in my life.
Didn't catch them on a nail.
I think in life you're either a trouser splitter or you're not. you don't seem like the sort of person to me who's split many pairs of trousers in your life.
Not really. I don't wear them that tight, Charlie. No. I don't wear them like you do. Like
I've done it
Jones.
Many weddings. Yeah. Many weddings I've torn trousers.
I can see you on the dance floor.
Drunk Cossack dancing tore a brand new pair of trousers straight down the middle.
I think normally when you dance, people form a circle. Is that what happens? It doesn't matter where you are.
They leave.
Yeah.
One of the two. But yeah, so during the first section of on Saturday night, trousers completely gone. Managed to hide it until the end when I showed the audience, gave them a little.
So you didn't work it
just a little bit of something for the mums towards the end, you know.
for the mums.
Keep them coming back. Yeah. Didn't work into the act, no, Paul.
Okay.
But
you might be known as Charlie Trousers Baker.
I thought maybe I could build it into a new bit.
In the end, people start going, split your trousers.
Show us the split.
You know he's going to do it anyway. Yeah, just
he'll do it.
When's he going
to
do
it? I'm always interested in when people have split their trousers.
Are you really?
I don't know if that's dragging it down below the level you want to, Paul.
See, normally I'd say, and that's one I don't even want to inflict on Max on Saturday. So I'd normally say save it for the weekend. But
when did you split your trousers?
Because people often do it at really inopportune times, aren't they?
Terrible just times.
Going
in,
maybe it could be, that could
job interview, that sort of thing, you know.
All right, do let us know. What else have we got here?
I met
a fake grass salesman. I mean, what was the grass fake or was he fake? Maybe he was a nuclear physicist. This is from Ben. I met a fake grass salesman called Roger Moore.
Oh, lovely.
He looked at me as if to say, don't bother, mate, I've heard them all. I couldn't think of any Bond-related grass jokes. Well, maybe
for your grass only? Maybe we could be there hours, could we?
For your grass only.
Live and let grass.
I think you should definitely, if that's what you've got, you should definitely split your trousers every time you do a live
That's
gig.
All I've got.
You only live grass. You got any more? Thundergrass.
Octograssy.
Octograssy.
Yeah, no, that's better. That was the best one.
They're not clever.
It's not scripted, Paul. I'm just coming up with it on the top of my head.
Oh,
Kieran, the Arsenal fan, this is a good one. I was taught...
only live grass. Dear me.
Well, it's not real grass. Live grass.
Okay, no, when you're an old mate, stop digging.
Okay, I was taught how to drive an HGV lorry by a guy called Terry Wogan. Lovely.
No.
Oh, lovely stuff here. Can't do the voice.
It would be quite tempting, wouldn't it? I used to work with a bloke called Stuart Little, says Rob. See, that's the thing is, you can live. I don't know how Stuart was. This one from Rob in Basildon. How old Stuart was when the film came out.
Yeah.
He's probably got through, let's say, sort of 40-odd.
Yeah, and
he's
fine. Got through no trouble.
First 20 years, free as a bird, isn't
absolutely
he?
Absolutely lovely.
Suddenly a little cartoon mouse comes along, little sort of animation mouse comes along, and all bets are off. That's kind of worse, isn't it? If you're named... I think a bit like the Harry Potter thing. If suddenly something comes, you think, oh, well, no, I'm going to get...
Yeah.
I just hope it's not successful, of course. That's probably... Potter was thinking that,
Gay Pride is a friend of my wife's.
Really?
Yeah, well, she used to be. Gay Pride, that was her name.
Wow,
that was her name.
And
lady, there we are.
Well, that's why they've got nowhere to go with that. is that true, Dave, in Tunbridge?
This is the thing, we're going to get people...
Yeah,
sending.
I mean, we don't want
ones
we
can't
don't want
read
any
out,
of your centre
so
Moe's taverns.
Thank
but
you.
But no, it's not so much those. We'll vet those. Even the producer can keep an eye on those for us. But someone's
Lawn Raker. That's great. There we are, Lawn Raker.
Last.
Thank you very much. No, that's not me. That's Neil in Waltham Abbey.
It's fantastic. Well done, Lawn
Thank
Raker.
Thank you, Neil.
So anyway, do tell us this afternoon whether your name raises eyebrows. And yes, mate, I've heard them all before.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Now, do you know your bull calf from your bullseye?
You're just asking me, are you, Paul?
Your Hawksby from your Hawkeye.
Oh, yeah.
Your Saints from your Seagulls.
I've got a good Seagull fact for you, actually, Paul, but I'll do that in a minute.
Then pre-order your copy of TalkSport's brand new book, the TalkSport Quiz Book, available from Amazon now.
Fantastic. There are 2,500 questions split into family-friendly, easy, medium and hard sections for each sport. And this awesome quiz book is the ultimate test of sporting knowledge and the perfect gift for anyone who loves the ups and downs and hilarity of the world of sport. Yes. Get ahead of the crowds. Pre-order yourself a copy of the book by heading to Amazon today.
Now, the latest edition of the Guinness Book of Records is out.
Okay.
And I would say our next guest probably had, when I was a kid, would have been my dream job.
Because oh, really?
My mum and dad used to buy me the Guinness Book of Records every year.
Oh, yeah.
Every Christmas. It was the one Christmas present I knew I was going to get.
And what were you like, world's biggest spider? Was that your sort of favourite thing, Paul?
I don't know. It just, all of it just amazed me. I mean, it was just so engrossing.
Yeah.
And it still is, of course. It still is.
Tallest man was always good. Or tallest person was always good, wasn't it?
World's longest sponsorship of a book. I'm definitely putting down to Guinness. Anyway,
that's what they're going for. And then when they've got it, it will no longer be the Guinness Book of Records.
Let's speak to the man with the best job in the world, Craig Glenday. Good afternoon, Craig.
Hello, thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Craig.
I mean, honestly, the Guinness sponsorship has been, I mean, how many years is it?
Is it well, actually, we're no longer owned by Guinness.
Oh.
So we were sold back in 1999, 2000, when Diageo got rid of all the non-booze assets, and that included us. So we're now free-floating, have to fend for ourselves, which is great because we're still a best-selling book, and thankfully people are still buying it and keeping us afloat. So
it's great from Guinness's point of view because people can still call it Guinness World Records, and they're not even paying for it anymore.
Free, isn't it? Yeah.
What a great shame. Even a pint of Guinness for Craig is terrible.
Well, it's like Hoover or Tannoy.
Yes, it is. That's true.
This is why we're now called Guinness World Records, because we can't be saying it's the Guinness Book of anything.
Right.
We kept the name Guinness, which is good, but we had to get rid of any connection to the stout. So, there goes the free booze in the office.
Yeah. what's the career path to become the editor of the Guinness World Records book?
For me, it's just I worked in magazine development, so I studied publishing at uni and then got a job doing magazines, so developing lots of different magazine titles. So I basically know very, very little about an awful lot of things. And it's about who to know, you know, who to ask. So, I mean, I dread today if you ask me any sporting questions, I'd be stumped because I know who to go to. I've got the sporting experts to go to. But equally, seagulls, you're talking about seagulls, we have a seagull expert.
Mm.
You know, whatever we need, we've got an expert. So that's my job really, is to find the people who know what they're talking about. Obviously, we get stuff from the public. We get I mean, this last year, even in lockdown, we had something like 42,000 applications for records, you know, so an awful lot to deal with. But only about 5% get through to being actual records, because they're mostly too stupid or illegal or just not records. So it's my job just to find who are the experts to tell us what the records are so that we can keep the book up to date every year.
When you go to a record attempt, I'm assuming you you go to a few and witness them yourself, Craig. Mm. Is it hugely nerve-wracking, or have people made a real effort, or do you sometimes turn up at them and go, oh, these people are never going to do it?
Yeah. I mean, that's the best part of the job is getting to meet the record holders. And the worst part is when you meet them and they're not very good. So the claimants, like I traveled to Mexico, all the way to Mexico to meet a martial artist who he was trying to do 10 records on the day, and he just couldn't do it. He couldn't punch his way through a piece of wood or concrete blocks. And I stood there thinking, I've come all this way and you can't punch it. And eventually, thankfully, he got the very last record, so it wasn't a total waste of my time. But that's, yeah, so it's nerve-wracking for me as much as it is for them. Of course, there's a lot on the line for them, because for some people it's the bucket list thing, isn't it? It's the one thing they've been doing all their lives. They want to be recognised. And then someone like me comes along and goes, nah, it's not a thing. Sorry. Gosh. And you have to reject them. So it's really harsh, but it's all part of the mix, I suppose, of Guinness World Records. We get to see lots of different things. I've been very lucky. I've been there nearly 20 years, and I've got to see a lot of the big classics, the tallest man that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Tallest woman, heaviest man, heaviest woman I've had to weigh. Longest fingernails, which I think I always find fascinating. Although Ayanna Williams had them cut off this year, frustratingly. We're now looking for someone with very long fingernails, if you happen to
know. Used to be Barry White's missus for many years. She had the longest finger. I don't know if she had the record, but she may have just been a woman.
Well, for a while she was first, and then she was last.
Yeah.
And then she was everything.
She won everything. Yeah, of course. You're on fire today, Charlie. You're much better than you are Bond films.
Yeah.
We did enjoy Letitia and her most skips over a person's own hair in 30 seconds. Oh, she's grown it so long, she can...
Oh, wow.
She can
great.
Break a skipping record over her own hair, Craig.
Yeah, this is Letitia Kai. She's an amazing character. Yeah, so she's grown her hair and she's allowed to weave it together so you can create a loop and you treat your own hair like a skipping rope. But she also does this amazing, she's able to sculpt her hair so she can recreate like amazing artworks just on her head, just from her hair. So she's a really interesting character. And it's like, how do we recognize her? And she showed us off this great skill. I can skip, so fair enough. We like skipping. You've got all sorts of skipping records, so why not your own hair? So that's a new one this year.
A guy who probably is your nemesis is David Rush, who takes to YouTube to, as you know, to try and break every record possible. We saw him trying to shovel water from one bucket to another and throwing Lays over people's heads, garlands of flowers. He must drive you mad. You pick up the phone to him still? Because, I mean, all the records he's trying to break, do they exist, or is he trying to invent them and then break them?
It's a bit of a mix, yeah. So there's a community which it's just big enough to be time consuming for us, but they're obsessed with record breaking and they will apply every single day for things. So David Rush at the minute has, I think, over 110 current records in the system. But in terms of claims, I mean, just let me see how many claims he's got. So there's 1,126 claims in the system. So we have to then say to people, can you take it easy. So we're now putting limits on the number you can apply for, because there's maybe 10 people like David Rush around the world and they just bombard us every day. And we love that they're passionate. That's great.
Yeah.
Be passionate, but also try and be a bit selective, please.
Is there a Guinness World Record for most claims? Maybe he's going for
you
that.
You start to eat yourself at that point, don't you? Bethany Lodge, UK, we should salute her. Fastest 100-metre forward rolls and most backward somersault burpees in 30 seconds. And let's not forget Lollipop the dog and Shashimi the cat, who are the fastest 5 metres on a scooter by a dog and a cat together, which I doubt that many people attempt, do they?
Well, that's the thing. A couple of years ago, we saw the first records for cats doing tricks. So it's very hard to teach a cat to do tricks.
Yeah.
So that was quite a mind-blowing one. Wow, this cat can do tricks. So there's a new one this year, Alexa, who can do 26 tricks in a minute.
All right.
And then we thought, what's more amazing than that? You've asked
Alexa. Alexa, how many tricks can you do?
Wait a minute, let me shut her up.
Alexa's gone.
You made it worse. You made it worse now.
Alexa, end the interview.
Anyway, what's the thing? So then we saw an application come in for a cat and a dog together on a scooter, it was like, wow. So I first saw it, but I was at the X Games about 10 years ago, and a dog zipped past me on a skateboard in the car park as I was going to get the car. And so I followed the dog to find out, like, why was the dog on a skateboard? And we eventually found the owner and we were able to create a category. And suddenly we're finding hundreds of dogs now who can skate. And now we're seeing cats that can skate. So to see a cat and a dog together, in this case on a scooter, it's just like, you think you've seen it all, and then you get an email like that and you go, yes, we've seen something new. So that's the Sashimi Lollipop, amazing looking pair.
Yeah, good stuff.
David Rush is out buying a cat and a dog as we speak.
He probably is. He's transforming into a cat and a dog, no doubt, to see if he can do it. Well, keep up the good work, Craig. It's still the best job in the world. It's great. He flies halfway around the world to some guy who thinks he can eat a skip worth of peas, and he gets there and he can't. Then he has a couple of weeks in Mexico.
That's it, lovely. Oh, it's a real shame.
On the beach in Cancun, old Craig. It's driving the business
forward.
There's
a guy in Cuba.
Yeah, it sounds like a dream job, Craig. You tell us it isn't. It's hard work.
I say it's the best job in the world. I can say that's official.
Good stuff. Well, good to talk to you. Best of luck with the new edition.
Cheers, guys.
There we are, the editor of the Guinness Book of Records, still going strong.
You've never gone for one. I would have thought in your 20 years of doing this show, Paul, you've never gone for a Guinness Book of Records record.
What could I break? Look at me. I mean, I couldn't do anything. We could find one, Charlie.
You seem very doomy about the whole thing, Paul.
I know my limits, Charlie.
You're a very positive man. I thought, you and Andy could really go for some sort of...
You know, could you see Andy breaking some kind of record? I don't know what it would be.
I think we should have some suggestions.
Okay.
For what you and Andy should try and get into the Guinness World,
a world of pain
coming through.
Two biggest idiots in the world.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Got to be his ringtone, isn't it?
Christmas, isn't it?
Got to be his ringtone. My mum was Bridget Jones. I'm Peter Jones. The one I always get is, I thought you were taller. But you never tire of it, Pete, do you? My brother worked with Joan Collins. She went on holiday to LA. The hotel sent a limo to pick her up. And then they had a carpet, an upgrade at the best suite, and gave her the red carpet, not realising she was just a woman called Joan Collins, says Chris.
Bruce, being on my dad, who was born in 1944 in Glasgow, was named Ronald. Kind regards, Bruce McDonald.
Oh, no, that can't be easy. Imagine that. I'll have a quarter pounder with cheese everywhere you go. Now, the reason we're doing this is because we brought this story earlier on of Harry Potter. Harry's dad brought him a first edition of the Philosopher's Stone, which is now worth like 30 grand.
Is it?
So it's paid out.
Yeah, it really has.
But it's been a long road since, I would imagine. Certainly for a sales manager, for every appointment.
Every time you're asked your name.
Where's your broomstick? Anyway, we're very pleased to say Harry's listening this afternoon.
Is he? Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. And he joins us now. Harry, good afternoon.
Hi, how you doing? All right?
Yeah, we're good. I mean, as I said, I'm sure it's great that after all these years, you're going to get a nice big payout for that first edition. But when you were first made aware of Harry Potter and the books, how old were you, Harry?
I was 8 years old.
Oh. So it was quite good then. I imagine it was a nice thing at that point.
Well, yeah, I mean, my sister loved it loads more than what I did. And I used to not even really like reading when I first was eight, and my sister used to read it to me, so, yeah.
But as time's gone on, and you got older, and maybe you're sort of in a club or a pub, and you're chatting to someone, Harry Potter?
Chatting someone up.
You know how my voice is sounding right now? My voice doesn't usually sound like this. I've just got back from a heavy stag do in Manchester, and the ID come out a few times.
That's true. You know, that's what I mean. Look, we all know they do it. We don't condone it. But the kids love a bit of fake ID, McLovin? So I'd imagine, you rocking up at the door with Harry Potter. I mean, how many times did you get turned away?
Well, yeah, I mean, actually, it's not too bad on a night out. It's more like, well, I don't know, 6 years ago, I was playing football and. A ref went to give me a yellow card, and I said, what's your name? And I went, Harry Potter. And he went, no, it's not. What's your name? I went, Harry Potter. And he went, basically, for 2 cents, he was going to send me off. And I was like, I had to get my gaffer on the pitch. I was like, ask him. It's definitely my name. And he came on, and he had to, like, rescind the yellow card and let me carry on.
Oh, dear.
It's not fair.
Where was the stag do, Harry?
What, this weekend?
Yeah,
in
this
Manchester.
Week. Yeah,
Manchester.
There we are. Because we've thought you could just start writing your own books, Harry Potter and the Stag Do in Manchester.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Harry,
and no one can touch you is the thing. No one can touch you legally.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Have you ever?
Isn't it?
You ever in a quiet moment just tested if you are actually magic?
Well. I don't want to go into that, mate.
No, that's true.
That involves getting my wand out.
Of course.
Can imagine, yeah. Expelliarmus.
You must get a lot of that, Ron. But this book, I mean, are you going to sell it or are you going to keep it and let it accrue more value?
It's with Hampton's Auctions already, so they've got it in a safe place. I'm not in possession of it anymore. But yeah, I mean, we knew about the value of it for about 5-6 years. And obviously, I lost my father a few years ago, and his last wish was always that we took his ashes to Kenya to scatter them. So I've got 3 kids, my sister's got 1 kid, and we want to go away and maybe do like a big safari and scatter.
Oh, brilliant! Ashes. Oh, that's a great.
Yeah. He'd want that. He saw more value in experience and money. So yeah. At the end of the day, yeah, of course, it's a lovely nest egg to be sitting on, but. It's got to go eventually, and it would really help us right now. So,
that's a great story. Yeah, it's a really good story. Good luck with it. Yeah.
So, good to talk to you, and thanks for joining us this afternoon, Harry. All the best. Enjoy the trip when it happens, and don't listen to them. They go. And we should ask you, what's the one you always get? You're a sales manager. You go in. I've come to see Peter Smith. Yeah. What's your name, sir? Harry Potter. What's the one you get most in when you say?
You think of a big sheet of ice, it just clatters that. So anyways, it is pretty good. Yeah, you walk in and I just embrace it, really. You got to, otherwise it'd make you go mad.
No, you're right. No, you're right to embrace it. And we've had a lot of other ones coming in this afternoon somebody said, I work with Peter Sellers and Terry Jones, neither of which were funny, says Andy Garner.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah. Just go and have a little test if you are magic this afternoon, Harry. Just a little on your own.
Yeah, I will.
Try and cast a little spell. Just have a little
under the stairs.
Yeah. Big shout out to my football team, Mob Albion, in the Mid-Solent division with all my mates.
Come on, you Mob.
Up the mob.
And referees.
Mob for life.
Any referees working down that part of the world in Hampshire, that's his name. That's his name.
Leave him.
Do not book him or send him off. Cheers, Harry. Thanks very much.
Cheers. Big shout out, Barry Keogh. Cheers.
Yeah, big shout out, Gary. Barry Keogh. Harry Potter and the Sunday League. It writes itself.
Harry Potter and he left a bit on him. Harry Potter and when I stuck it in the mixer. But everything would just be Harry Potter.
He's allowed to do it. Yeah. He can write all those books.
Yeah, it would be. And he, legally, and he could, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'm
no
not
one can come after him.
JK's listening. At the moment. Not the one from Jamiroquai, obviously. I don't know. It could be.
Harry Potter and Knock It Long.
Yeah. That was all great ideas. A little football range of books. Then you've got to flesh them out a bit with a brilliant award-winning
really
story.
It's not just the titles, is it?
It's not just the titles. But anyway, well done to Harry. Thank you to him.
And what a nice man getting him. What a good idea for him to take his family away.
That was a lovely story.
Really lovely
wasn't
twist.
It? Yeah. We had Neil Armstrong in our school before he went to the moon.
Oh, yeah.
Year 5 football team. Probably not the same one, Bob.
Same one, no.
I'm guessing.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Charlie just floated the idea to the real Harry Potter we were chatting to there, the idea of bringing out a sports range of Harry Potter books. A couple of suggestions have come in, haven't they?
Yeah, Harry Potter and the Halftime Bovril. Thank you very much. Very nice. Yeah. Very funny.
Harry Potter and the
Corridor of Uncertainty.
That's right.
Very, very nice, Jeffrey, isn't it? Yeah.
So if you want to give us a few of those, why not? And we'll pass them on to Harry Potter. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TS8J.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
My name is Luke Shaw. when he scored in the final, quite a few people texted me saying, thanks, mate. Whenever I ring up to renew my van insurance, the salesperson will more often than not ask, the Luke Shaw. That's right. Yeah, Luke Shaw, Manchester United and England fullback. He drives a van.
Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Thank one,
you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Luke, for that.
Hi, Paul and Charlie. At work, we were having an office reshuffle. I was moving a very heavy box of my colleagues, and when I was putting it on the floor, I ripped the crotch out of my trousers front to back. In sheer panic, I quickly sat down on a chair to hide my rear. I grabbed my jacket, tied it round my waist like a child would do, made up an excuse of leaving something in my car, and quickly went to Tesco to buy a new pair of trousers.
Beautiful.
Lovely there. It does sort of make you slightly childlike when you're suddenly exposed to the world.
Well, I probably split mine at school playing football, you know. Yeah, I must have done over the years.
I've torn a lot of trousers, Paul, in my life.
Do you wear them too tight?
I don't know. I think I've got a big sort of Mark Hughes style bottom.
Oh, okay.
And large thighs, Paul.
Is that what it is?
I could probably, you know, drop a stone or two if I tried. Oh, okay.
Fair
you know.
Enough. Don't be hard on yourself.
Have you been in an Aldi, Paul? Supermarket.
Yeah, I've been in an Aldi before. Yeah.
So like the middle Aldi, Paul? We go in for like, you know, get your weekly shop, come out with a drum kit.
fantastic. Come out with a gong. Yeah. Those massive gongs like John Bonham used to have behind him.
Well, fantastic. Full welding kit.
Yeah.
Listen, it was on offer.
Oh, mister, I'm not a real welder. So,
they're trialing. When you go to the checkout in an Aldi or a Lidl,
they
whiz it through, don't they, Paul? Can't get in the way of them. Then
are you looking to get
super
the
fast.
Aldi management dinner this year?
No, not at all. Just but they whiz it through, but not anymore. They're gonna go for till free at Aldi now.
Really,
no
really?
Till. Well, gone are the days of the
pay.
Exactly. Yeah. No, gone are the days of whizzing it through.
I'm yet to go in one of the near Wembley. They've got one of those Amazon shops, haven't they? Where you go in and you just you buy it, but you don't buy it. A bit like Amazon generally. You kind of go in and you scan it, and you go and you scan on the way out.
And they offer you cookies on the way in.
I don't know if they do. I've not tried one of those yet.
On the way out, is some other shops you might like.
I'm just glad the shops are open. You know,
other people who shopped in this shop also bought from these shops.
That's right.
Sort of thing, was it?
It would be. I've not been in one, Charlie.
Not been in one.
I'm trying.
I'm trying bits of new pool and none of it's coming
your
back.
Your workshopping material.
I really am.
For
it's
the
a
next
nightmare.
Time you split your trousers.
On Her Majesty's synthetic surface.
This is a very. This happened 2 hours ago, yes. Charlie. I've got rid of most of these because they don't work. This is splitting your trousers. You are. Alistair's got quite a turn of phrase. Walking on stage in front of thousands at university graduation, took the steps badly and heard a rip and felt a draft around the lads. Thank you for that. Managed to wrap the black cape around me like Batman, so all good. Thank you, Alistair. I've not heard that turn of phrase before, but thank you for it.
Here's a lovely one. I ripped my budgie smugglers on the flume at the local swimming pool.
Wow, that's not good.
I didn't realise for about 10 minutes, and after strolling around the pool, someone politely informed me that the whole of the moon was on view.
Really?
That's from Roger in Pink Floyd there.
Or the whole of the moon.
The whole of the moon, there we are.
So what else have we got? James Taylor's been in touch. I normally get, just like the singer. And then a little part of me dies, he says.
I
think was one of his hits.
That's why he's not got a friend.
That's what it is. Harry Potter and the Dubious Goals panel has been suggested.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
Harry Potter and the Force Nine. Harry Potter and the Managerial Merry-Go-Round. You could read that, couldn't you?
Yeah, that'd be lovely, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Harry Potter and the Inevitable Descent into Administration, says Jamie in Nottingham.
That's a sad one.
He's having a go at Derby there, isn't he, on purpose?
Little pop at Derby.
Harry Potter and the Broken Metatarsal, says Dave from Shrewsbury. Thank you very much for that.
We are.
You can keep those coming.
Harry Potter and the Undisclosed Fee. That's lovely, isn't it? Yeah. Smashing one. Very, very good indeed. I mean, I've probably done with those now, aren't we, Paul?
I think we've done that.
I think people can get the idea.
Yeah. Clearly, the facts of you never having enough of anything that Max Rushton says has not rubbed off on you, has it?
I think we all get the.
What you're saying, Charlie, is a joke's a joke, not a ruddy pantomime. No.
We get the gist. People can fill in the gaps.
Yeah, all right, Harry Potter, we get the idea.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show.
There we are.
We're back. Well, I'm back with Andy tomorrow. You're back on Thursday, John.
Thursday with you, Paul. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Tony Jacklin joining us on Thursday.
Oh, that's a childhood hero.
Is it really? Yeah. And Jackie McNamara, for Celtic fame, he'll be joining us as well. So, to name but two.
Oh, wow.
I went a bit Brucey then. Name but two. I don't know why I did that.
Jackie McNamara.
We're back tomorrow. Tomorrow we're back. If you can join us.
Paul's in charge.
Yeah, if you can join us. Yakult. If you can join...
It's a long story.
If you can join us. If you can't, the podcast available from around 4:30.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.